Welcome, Curious Minds, to the Deep Dive. Today, we're inviting you into a world of, well, pure warmth, deep comfort, and an aroma that truly captivates.
Yeah, like settling in with a good book.
Exactly. Or finding that peaceful pause in a really busy day.
Yeah.
That's the kind of feeling we're aiming for.
It's a feeling that definitely resonates with something like spiced apple tea. And that's really our mission for this deep dive. We want to move beyond just, you know, a simple recipe. We're exploring the full sensory journey of this lovely concoction, uncovering its surprising benefits, and pinpointing those perfect moments for enjoyment.
Basically, giving you a shortcut to understanding why this simple blend feels so special.
Exactly. A shortcut to being really well-informed.
And our guide for this exploration is a pretty insightful article. It's titled, Spiced Apple Tea Recipe, Ceylon Wild Tea. Seems like a really detailed look at this aromatic infusion.
Oh, it is, yeah.
So as we get ready to dive in, I have to wonder, what is it about certain flavors that just instantly triggers that sense of comfort for us, that connection to tradition?
It's fascinating, isn't it?
And what's the magic behind something so, well, simple yet profound as spiced apple?
Well, our source really helps us dissect those nuanced characteristics that make this tea special. We're looking beyond just the taste, you know, from how it looks, its visual appeal, right through to its sort of deeper health properties. Every little detail seems to contribute to its unique place in our comfort rituals.
It's how simple things combine to make something bitter.
Precisely. Something quite profound, really.
So let's start that sensory journey then, beginning with how it looks, how it greets the eye.
Okay.
Our source describes spiced apple tea as having this beautiful golden to amber color. But it's not just one shade, is it? It can actually vary quite a bit.
That's right. It depends heavily on your base tea, you know, whether you use a robust black tea, maybe a more delicate green, or even an herbal blend.
And how long you let it steep, I assume.
Exactly. Steeping time is key, too. So that visual aspect, that color, it sort of primes your expectations, doesn't it?
Yeah, it hints at the richness.
It does. It's a whole spectrum of warmth. And the source also emphasizes the festive presentation, you know, often garnished with those thin apple slices floating in the cup, maybe a cinnamon stick.
Nice touches.
And what's great is these aren't just for show. They instantly elevate the experience, signaling warmth and inviting you in before you even take a sip.
You can even add, what, a sprinkle of nutmeg or a star anise.
Yeah, exactly. For that extra visual pop and another layer of aroma, too.
And then you lean in. And that aroma, wow, it's described as really rich and inviting.
Oh, definitely.
The main scent is obviously sweet apples.
Yeah.
But it's more complex than that, isn't it? What else is going on there?
It's that beautiful interplay, that dance between the apple sweetness and the warm, spicy notes. We're talking cinnamon, cloves, nutmeg.
Mm-hmm.
Our source highlights how these spices layer together. They create this deeply comforting and quite complex aromatic profile.
So it's not just one note hitting you.
Not at all. And you can make it even richer, adding a touch of ginger or maybe some allspice. That contributes to an even more intricate, layered scent. It really transforms it from just a drink into an olfactory embrace, you know.
That aroma definitely sets the stage.
Mm-hmm.
But the real payoff, of course, is the flavor. What does our source say about that blend of sweet and tart and how the spices fit in?
Well, it details this really delightful blend. You get the sweet and the tart apple flavors, which creates this remarkably balanced, refreshing experience on the palate.
Okay.
And then layered underneath is that cozy, comforting warmth coming through from the cinnamon, the cloves, the nutmeg.
Right. The classic warming spices.
Exactly. And what's fascinating is how your choice of tea base completely changes that flavor profile.
How so?
Well, black tea gives you a really robust sort of grounding foundation, makes it hearty.
Okay.
Green tea, on the other hand, introduces a much more delicate, almost grassy counterpoint. And herbal teas, they bring their own unique characteristics to the party. Plus, you have that flexibility to adjust the sweetness. Add honey, brown sugar. Tailor it exactly how you like it.
And the texture. It's described as smooth and soothing. Sounds ideal for just relaxing.
It really is. That smooth texture makes it incredibly comforting. And it's got this amazing adaptability, too.
You mean hot versus cold?
Exactly. Serve it hot and you get that deep, warming sensation. Just perfect for colder weather or, you know, a cozy evening in.
Mm-hmm.
But serve it iced. It transforms completely. It becomes crisp, refreshing, really invigorating. Ideal for hot days. It just adapts beautifully. A real chameleon of comfort, as you said.
So truly versatile then.
Yeah.
Hot or cold. And it pairs well with food too, right?
Yeah.
The source mentions things like cookies, scones.
Oh, absolutely. Think classic comforts. Cookies, scones, maybe even a slice of warm apple pie. It just enhances the whole pasting experience.
Takes it up a notch.
Definitely. But it's not just for solo enjoyment. Our source points out its brilliant role at, like, holiday gatherings.
Ah, I can see that.
It's a wonderful choice for shared moments. Those sweet and spicy notes have such a universal appeal. Makes it a fantastic, really inclusive option for holiday parties, birthdays, any get-together, really.
Especially if you serve it with seasonal treats like cinnamon cookies or that apple pie you mentioned.
Exactly. It just enhances that festive vibe. It becomes more than a drink. It's almost a conversation starter, a little focal point of warmth and hospitality.
And this sense of well-being, it goes beyond just feeling cozy, doesn't it?
Right.
The source mentions some actual health properties.
It does, yeah. And that's quite compelling. One thing our source emphasizes is the antioxidant power. You get that from both the apples and many of those warming spices.
Right. Antioxidants are always good news, fighting free radicals and all that.
Precisely. They help protect your body against cellular damage. And then if you look a bit deeper, spices like cinnamon and cloves, they're recognized for potentially aiding digestion, soothing the stomach.
Ah, like traditional remedies often suggest.
Exactly. It's something valued in traditional practices for ages. Plus, you've got vitamin C from the apples, and the spices themselves often have anti-inflammatory properties. So it can actually contribute to supporting your immune system, too.
That makes sense. And then there's the obvious one on a chilly day.
The warming effect.
Yeah, that immediate physical comfort.
Absolutely. Those spices inherently provide that warmth, makes it the perfect go-to drink when the weather turns cold.
So we've got this lovely picture of the tea, its characteristics, its benefits. How do we actually make it? How do you bring all that into your own cup?
Well, the good news is the process is surprisingly straightforward. You're basically turning simple ingredients into something really special.
Okay, let's walk through the ingredients first. What do you need?
All right, so you'll need about 2 cups of water, 1 apple, thinly sliced, 2 cinnamon sticks, around 4 or 5 whole cloves, 1/4 teaspoon of nutmeg ground is fine, then 1 to 2 tablespoons of honey, or, you know, whatever sweetener you prefer, and 2 black tea bags, or about 2 teaspoons if you're using loose leaf black tea.
And maybe some lemon slices for garnish?
Optional, right?
Exactly. Optional. But they add a nice touch of brightness at the end.
Okay, so how do we put it all together?
Right. Preparation,
Yeah.
first step. Combine the water, those apple slices, the cinnamon sticks, cloves, and nutmeg in a saucepan.
All in together.
Yep. Bring that mixture just to a boil, then immediately reduce the heat and let it simmer gently for about 10 minutes.
So that's where the infusion happens.
That's the key step. Simmering draws out all those vibrant flavors from the apple and the deep, comforting notes from the spices. Your kitchen will start to smell amazing.
A bit. What's next after simmering?
Once that lovely aroma is filling the air, you add your black tea, either the bags or the loose leaves, directly into the saucepan with the spiced apple water.
Okay.
Let that steep for about 3 to 5 minutes. You can adjust this depending on how strong you like your tea.
Makes sense. Longer for stronger. Exactly. Then, a quick but important step, remove the tea bags. Or if you use loose tea and the spices, you'll want to strain the whole mixture through a fine mesh sieve.
To get a nice clear brew.
Right. Get rid of the bits, the spices, the apple slices. You just want the infused liquid.
Got it. And then?
Finally, stir in your honey or chosen sweetener. Taste it, adjust if needed, then pour it into your favorite mugs.
And maybe add those garnishes.
Yeah. If you want to make it look extra special, garnish with a fresh apple slice, maybe another cinnamon stick, or that optional lemon slice. It's a simple sequence, really, but it results in a deeply satisfying cut.
Sounds manageable.
Yeah.
And to make it even easier, the source suggests a few basic tools.
Just a few helpful things. Obviously, a saucepan for the simmering.
Sure.
A fine mesh strainer is really useful for getting a smooth result, especially with loose tea and spices.
Okay.
Then, for drinking, choose teacups or mugs that feel good. Ceramic or glass often enhance that comforting feeling, don't you think?
Yeah, they hold the heat nicely.
They do. And if you're making a bigger batch or serving guests, a teapot is always a lovely, more elegant option for presentation.
Good tips. So now that we know how to make it, let's talk about the art of enjoying it, because this isn't just any old drink, is it? Our source suggests it really shines on certain occasions.
Oh, absolutely. It almost becomes part of the moment itself.
I can definitely picture it. The source immediately points to those cozy evenings at home.
Mm-hmm.
You know, its soothing aroma, those rich flavors, perfect for curling up with a book, maybe sitting by a fireplace if you have one. It just creates that instant personal comfort zone.
Totally agree. And it extends really nicely to shared experiences, too. Our source emphasizes its appeal for gatherings, friends, family.
Because it's generally light.
Exactly. Those comforting, sweet, and spicy notes tend to have a universal appeal. It makes it a really delightful, inclusive option for holiday parties, birthdays, just casual get-togethers.
And pairing it with seasonal treats again, like cinnamon cookies or apple pie, would just make it even better.
Oh, definitely elevates the whole thing, makes it feel really special.
Something that really resonates with me is the idea of this tea as a comforting respite.
Ah, yeah.
Like, imagine coming inside after being out in the cold. Maybe winter sports, a long hike, even just sightseeing on a chilly day.
Mm.
That warm cup of spiced apple tea must feel like such a welcome embrace. Really helps you thaw out and relax.
It really does. But it's not just for cold weather recovery. It can also be a surprisingly refreshing midday pick-me-up.
Oh, how so?
Well, those invigorating flavors, the apple, cinnamon, cloves, they can kind of cut through that mid-afternoon slump, refresh your senses, give you a moment of calm in a busy day.
And it's caffeine-free, right? If you use an herbal base or just the spiced apple infusion itself.
Well, the recipe we discussed uses black tea, which has caffeine, but you could easily adapt it with an herbal tea like chamomile or rooibose, or even just simmer the apples and spices longer without any tea for a purely caffeine-free version.
Ah, good point. So you can enjoy it anytime. Hot or even iced in warmer months without worrying about sleep.
Exactly. That versatility again.
And finally, it just seems to embody the spirit of seasonal celebrations.
It really does. Think fall harvest festivals, Thanksgiving dinner, winter holiday gatherings. This tea just adds such a festive touch. It genuinely warms hearts, you know?
So wrapping things up, what does this all tell us about spiced apple tea? It really feels like more than just a beverage.
It absolutely is. It's like a comforting embrace on chilly days, isn't it? That blend of sweet apples and warming spices, it doesn't just soothe the senses, it genuinely seems to warm the soul.
Yeah.
This aromatic infusion with its rich flavors, those subtle health benefits we touched on, it really embodies relaxation and indulgence. No wonder it's such a favorite during cooler seasons.
From that inviting smell to the smooth, calming texture, it's a whole sensory journey. It delights at every sip.
Mm-hmm.
And as we've discovered, whether you like it hot to unwind or maybe iced for a refreshing twist, each cup brings a moment of tranquility and warmth.
And hopefully, by understanding the ingredients, the benefits, and the surprisingly simple techniques.
Right, it seems quite easy to make.
You feel equipped now to easily recreate this flavorful tea at home. You can transform any occasion or just a quiet afternoon into a cozy retreat.
So the message is, embrace the comfort and joy of spiced apple tea. Let that blend of sweet apples and aromatic spices uplift your spirits and nourish your well-being.
Well said, with every delightful sip. But it leaves you thinking, doesn't it?
How so?
Consider this. What is it about certain really simple combinations, like apples and these specific spices? How do they manage to transcend just being tasty and become these deeply ingrained symbols? Symbols of comfort, tradition, even well-being, and across different cultures and seasons too.
Mm, yeah.
What can that tell us about our connection to food and drink? You know, beyond just basic fuel, basic sustenance, something to ponder.